Mornings in Michigan is our series about morning routines and rituals around our state. This time of year, some people wake up early to see migrating birds arriving in Michigan. Mike Kelb and his wife sometimes get up at 4 a.m.
We really enjoy the first songs of the day. And people don't like to get out when it's dark, and dark is special. It's a crossover. You get the birds that are active at night, the birds that are active during the day.
Every Thursday morning during spring and fall migration, birders meet up at the Nichols Arboretum in Ann Arbor. Michigan Radio's Rebecca Williams joined them for a walk.
So how many folks do we have here today?
A lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 20?
That's Juliet Berger. She's president of the Washtenaw Audubon Society, and she's Ann Arbor's city ornithologist. We're gathered in a cul-de-sac at the edge of the arboretum. The walk hasn't officially started yet, but people are already finding birds in the neighborhood trees.
So we've got a scarlet tanager up here.
It's in a leafed out tree.
Let's get going, because it's awesome.
That's bird.
As we spread out along the trail, everyone's scanning the trees and bushes and ground for movement.
Oh, stop here.
Stop.
Up go the binoculars.
Palm warbler low. Here he goes. Nice. Oh, something big flying over. It's a Canada goose. Oh, indigo bunting. In this skinny little tree, he's the bluest bird at the top. That is the most beautiful bird.
The indigo bunting zips between trees, a flash of bright blue. It's what Juliet Berger calls a spark bird.
Everyone has a spark bird. You see your first scarlet tanager and that's what I've been missing all my life, right? It's so beautiful, the red, scarlet red with the black wings. It's incredible. When a person sees a bird up close for the first time that they've never seen before, their face lights up.
Once you're hooked on birding, there are all sorts of ways to tell the songs apart. Birders come up with phrases that sound like the songs.
It's been singing, it's the first time you showed it, so.
Yeah.
Please to meet you.
That's Jim Law, mimicking a chestnut-sided warbler.
If you have these mnemonics or phonetics attached to bird, it helps memorize them in the future.
Berger imitates the indigo bunting song.
Sweet, sweet, chip, chip, bling, bling. That's the Balch Memorial song. My dad used to say, cha-cha-cha-be-do-be-do-boop.
Berger says she grew up birding with her dad.
It really connects me with my father. When the white-throated sparrow sings, Old Sam, Peabody, 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 that's my dad's with Sam, and that was his favorite bird, and he would whistle that song when we were out in the woods together, and they would respond. Sometimes a white-throated sparrow will jump into my yard and sing that, and I'm, connected right up with my dad.
Eventually, we come to a big mushroom-shaped tree Juliet Berger calls the Magic Warbler Tree, where she's sometimes seen 10 or 15 species of warblers. But right now, there are two orioles in it, a male and a female.
Oh, look, they're interacting.
Here's another oriole joining.
Okay, so the males are trying for that one female.
Same menage a trois we've been following all day.
Yes.
James Rooney is snapping some photos of a rose-breasted grosbeak. He's the youngest member of the group. He's 12.
I think in the morning it's kind of just more calming because, you just woke up and you're not, in a rush to do anything, or you're not, remembering that about stuff tomorrow. You're just focusing on the now and stuff.
And there was a lot to focus on. The group saw 68 species in all. More than a dozen kinds of warblers, four kinds of vireos, a kingfisher, and four Canada geese. I'm Rebecca Williams.
When she's not birding for Mornings in Michigan, Rebecca Williams hosts the Environment Report here on Michigan Radio. You can join the bird walk in the Nichols Arboretum in Ann Arbor tomorrow and next Thursday, May 31st. Both walks start at 8 a.m. Lauren Talley contributed reporting to this story, and you can see photos by our multimedia producer, Emma Winiwicki, and hear some bird calls and songs at michiganradio.org.